Welcome to the High Profit Event Show. Today, we have a special guest, Ms. Marie Waite. Welcome, ma'am.
Hi, Rudy. Thank you for inviting me here.
Most certainly. Excited to have you on. A few fun facts. One, you are a renowned serial entrepreneur and branding specialist, and you have extensive experience in the event space, having hosted several different types of events, including a real estate education event for investors and entrepreneurs and community leaders here in San Diego. 6 years running. And I'm very excited to have you on today to hear about your experience running these events, as well as your expertise with branding. I know you have a very great 3-point process that you use to help event leaders increase their brands and their events. So welcome.
Yes, thank you. Excited to be here. And I know you're in San Diego right now, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here in San Diego. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Loving it. It's beautiful weather here.
Well, I love San Diego. It's a great weather here. I'm a tropical girl and I love the weather here.
Yep. Wonderful. Wonderful. You live in a beautiful place. For anyone listening to this, if you haven't been to San Diego, you got to go and might consider staying here for a little bit. So it's a wonderful place.
Yes.
So Marie, you have such a unique background, such a unique experience, right? I know you originally came from the Philippines, you've been in the US, you've had so many different levels of success. I know currently you're actually working with speakers as well and helping them get booked on stages, and you have a workshop that you're hosting in March. So share with us a bit more about your experience in the event space. Like, what got you into live events?
Oh, it's a long story. I was just trying to help a lot of the business entrepreneurs in late 2000. And that's when we had all the downturn market, right? Remember those 2008? And so what I did is I just tried to put together an event to help the businesses so they can network and they can help each other. And that was the whole intention of putting together the event. And from there, it actually exploded. I ended up doing more events and we had over 100 companies participated in one of our events and trying to raise money for the school. And it just started there. And then the branding also came along where a lot of the people in the community, the city officials wanted to partner with me. And we ended up doing a lot of fashion shows. So like you're talking about 3 days event at the wineries, at the dealership and at the Promenade Mall for over 500 people. So it's been a great experience for me to start it that way and then evolve by doing more events for the business professionals.
Oh, wonderful. Very cool. Very cool. And then you've had this event that you did in San Diego, I think it's called Fire Up.
Yes.
Fire Up Connect. Tell us a little bit about that event specifically. You just had it this past November. Tell us a little bit about what that event was and what your experience was with that event.
Okay. So Fire Up Connect is one of my companies that I started for business networking. And this is a group of professionals from all over US. So it's not like just San Diego. I have people coming from Chicago, from Seattle, from other places. But the Fire Up Live is the name of the event. That is where I bring all types of people, real estate professional, business leaders, community leaders. And we try to create a presentation or a lot of knowledge and wisdom that you can get from this event. So that's what Fire Up Live is. And I bring entertainment in it. And I love bringing the singers and all kinds of people that it's good to give them the exposure during this time.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. So you create that as a networking, community building and branding event.
Oh, yeah. I even include fashion shows sometimes. But fashion show actually was a good one to include in the events because it really brings so many fun things about it.
Yeah. Yes, beautiful. And you sure mean in the green room that you consider yourself to be a branding expert. And you feel like that's one of the things that can help event leaders tremendously is proper branding for their event. Can you share with us maybe some of those three elements of branding that you would recommend for an event leader to improve their event sales or conversions?
Yeah, it is really important to build your name, which is the first one within your community. Building your name is something that you need to learn how to introduce yourself, make it memorable for the people that you're connecting with. And I have like 5 things that you need to learn how to build your name. Okay. It's memorable. It's sharing your accomplishment. It's trying to build your respect within the community. And it's your integrity. And then Lastly is your experience. How do you share all of that to build your name? Then the next part is what we call build your brand. And brand includes a lot of information. You're talking about your authority, your niche in the business, your team. How do you train your team? How do you create this momentum as being the expert in the industry? So there's a lot of things that you need to learn how to build your name. And then lastly is how you build your legacy. Because ultimately, that's what you're going to end up doing anyway, is because of all the things that you're doing with building your name and brand. The legacy is really the key for a lot of people, is how you make an impact to the community and to the people around you. And by doing that, you're creating an event that will help people build their brand, build their name, and build their legacy. And that's part of the reason why I do the events.
Yeah. So helping people build their name, build their brand, and build their ultimate legacy.
Yes.
And host the events. Beautiful. As someone who listens to this podcast as an event leader, do you see any specific applications for this approach? Like when somebody, the main problem event leaders tend to have is, how do I promote my event? How do I build my event? How do I get people to come to the event? What would you say has worked for you when it comes to promoting and getting people to come to your events?
What really worked for me is my relationship with most of the community leaders and business leaders, because ultimately those people have their own network of people. And because they know who I am, they know my integrity level, they know how I process business, because they understand who I am, then they are willing to cooperate with me and to support me with whatever I'm doing. So initially is really establishing the relationship with the other business leaders out there, and then create that relationship and the collaboration within each other in regards to what you're trying to accomplish with your events. So if you're able to fulfill that or to create those amazing relationships, your event is going to be supported and people will come for it.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. So what I'm hearing you say is investing in the relationships, building a community of people.
Yes.
And continuing to go back to that community to develop and promote your events. What would you say to someone who maybe doesn't have a community yet, or they're just maybe they're doing their first event and they don't know where to start as far as promoting and filling their event? What advice would you give?
Well, to put your first event, definitely it would have to be a small event. And then from there, that event becomes your marketing content for your next event. And so expect that you're going to have a small group of people on your first event, but that's okay. Don't feel discouraged by that, because that is the beginning of what you're going to end up creating in the future. But you have to have content in order to promote your events in the future. And so how do you do that? Make sure that you have enough video production, you have photos out of it, and you have the right people in the group. So you need to target the people that you need to bring in, who's going to talk about your future events. They need to know what the event is about. So marketing is a big part of that when you're creating your first event, and also bringing the right people into your program.
Okay, great. Marketing and bringing the right people into the program. What type of marketing effort specifically would you suggest? What have you seen that's worked best?
It depends. I would say one is you're going to have to do an introductory video. It's important for people to understand what your purpose is and what you're trying to attain as part of your goal. And then, so once you are able to communicate that to people, and then you're going to have to get other people to come along and provide testimonials of you, because if people do not know you, it's going to be hard for them to trust what you're sharing with them. So again, it's coming back to building your name and creating your brand along the way, because that's the only way people will come in. And well, you need to build the level of trust that they have on what you're trying to present them. Because I've seen a lot of people that come my way, they've invited me to their events, but I have no idea who they are. But some of the people that have invited me, they have tremendous content and tremendous testimonials that gives me the interest of attending. But again, that will be based on the content of your marketing. It's how you present yourself and who are you connected with, who are you affiliated with, who are the people that are supporting you. That's part of how you market your event. It's a lot with in regards to branding.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And when people get to their event, when they host your events, they get people to their events. And then the big challenge that they have from there is how do they create a gate, right? How do they have people show up, participate, and be there the whole time? What would be your best advice, or what have you seen work best when it comes to creating engagement at events?
Okay. One is you need to make sure that you're very energetic and you also make sure that you communicate with them. It's an interactive event. Yeah, I am the type of person that if I go into an event and then the speaker is just talking and talking and not really engaging with the audience, that's where the problem is for me. Because I need to be able to communicate also, even though I'm one of the audience, I can hear the speaker being energetic and also communicating with the audience. So that's one of the things that I look for when it comes to the events. It has to be energetic, it has to be interactive, and then you need to make sure that they have an opportunity to meet other people also. Highlight people. Those are good things to do within when you're doing an event, is make sure that you give credit to people that have also supported you along the way and bring them the recognition that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So giving them credit, highlighting them, bringing the spotlight back on them, creating, raising the energy in the room, being interesting.
Yes. Has to be. And you have to feel that way. If you don't feel excited and if you don't feel energetic, no one is going to feel the same in your event. I've had events where it's a small group, but we had such a blast because I was just having so much fun. And so you need to make sure that you feel that way, that you are so passionate about what you're doing in the events. If not, it is just a gathering and there's no magical experience. You got to make it magical for people. Okay. And for you also, I am not doing something that I don't love doing. So anything that I do, I am all in. I'm 100%. You get me 100% with all my laps and energy. That's what life is, right? And that's what you need to do with your events. You need to feel like, oh my God, this is such an incredible gathering. And we are all here together and we're all connected and we're all going to learn from each other. And that's what you want them to feel.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And I have a sense that you bring a lot of energy to your events.
Oh, I do. I actually, in my last event, the Fire Up Live event, I was wearing this shoes that is a bling shoes. And normally I would wear heels, right? But because I was walking everywhere and I want to make sure I'm not hurting with my feet, we were wearing heels. So I wore this amazing shoes that is so comfortable and it has a bling bling. And people loved it. And I was just everywhere and talking to people and it's just running the entire event, but I was comfortable. And when you feel comfortable, you're going to make it so smooth and you will be able to accomplish more when you're running the event. So you got to feel comfortable. You got to make sure that you are fed, you've got good food in your tummy. And so you can smile and not worry about being hungry. So you got to make sure you take care of yourself when you go into an event.
Yeah, so true. Got to take care of yourselves.
Yes. And when you are happy and you're giving a lot of your energy, the people around you, the people that are working with you are going to feel the same way. And they're all going to be very energetic. And they're all excited. So that's what it is. Event is really an experience. It has to be a magical experience for everyone. If not, it's really not going to be memorable. Again, we're talking about building your legacy. And when you give people the magical experience, when you go into their events, that's what makes it worth doing. Because you see how it impacts other people. You see their smile. You see the eyes, they glow. And it's like all these click-click ideas that they're getting from it. That is so incredible. And that is what magic is. You see what I'm saying? That's what an event should be.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. Wonderful. Marie, I would love to hear a little bit more about what you do currently with speakers and how you help people or speakers get on stages at events. Can you share with us in a few minutes a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So just to give you a short story, when I started my real estate brokerage, I was new. I was not an experienced real estate broker or real estate owner. But what I did is I was very focused on who I want to get. And I got 50 agents in a short period of time, competed with the big companies. This year, I am publishing my branding book. I am going to book speakers as a paid speakers, and that is my focus. And I'm going to work with a small group of people who want to be a part of my list. And that is what my aim for this year. So if anybody who knows me and who knows how I work and how good I am, I can close deals. I can sell sand to Arabs. That's what somebody said about me. And I'm using the same thing. But that's what my focus is, to bring in these people along with me and book them as paid speakers, because I make money from all of them too, by the way. But that's part of what I do, is I have to make sure that it's successful for them, because it makes me successful also. And that is my goal. The only thing is, they need to be attending my business workshop on March 13 and 14 in order for them to work with me. And if they don't, it won't be successful for them. And I'm all about result. I'm all about success. I'm all about making sure that, you know, it did well for them. That is what I'm looking for, because again, I'm building my legacy, right? So I need to make sure that these people are getting what they want out of what I'm offering them. And I want deliverables. It's satisfying my goals. It's not just for them. It's my goal of seeing them getting booked as a paid speaker. That's my goal.
Yes. Okay, great. I feel the conviction there.
Yes.
So
I don't mess around. I'm not young anymore. I am here to make things happen. I'm all about making things happen. If it's not done, it's not complete in my book. I need to make sure I have a check on that task that I need to complete. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. For a speaker who wants to get more stages or get booking stages, basically working with you as a broker or an agent, they have to come to this event March 13th and 14th. Yes. Is it in San Diego? Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be at the North County, San Diego. It's in the beautiful building of where Lexus, the dealership, is. And what we're doing is one day of working with me, and I'm bringing the president of TEDx Temecula to help manage their presentation and message. You're talking about really good stuff here. And then the next day, we're going to do video production and photo shoot, because I'm going to need that in order for me to help you get paid as a speaker. I already put it as a package. And you guess how much this is? It's only $1,500. You can't find this kind of deal anywhere. Because again, my goal is for them to be there, get some video production and photo shoot with me. And the photographer is an international photographer, by the way. Remember, I'm connected to the fashion industry. I've got the best photographer who's coming in for this. And so they are going to be working with the international photographer. And then the magic happens after that, because I'm going to keep working on making sure that I understand how to work with them and make sure that I am going after the people that they want.
Wow. Remarkable. Sounds like
a deal.
Opportunity, a deal. Yes. For someone who's here and to come in and get work with you, get photos done, just get prepared to be able to multiple tickets. Yeah.
And I'm hoping that I can launch my book on March 15. I'm finishing my book right now. And if I make it happen on March 15, I'm going to have a book launch party where I'm inviting a lot of people that you're going to get to meet, because they're all amazing people. So think about it. You're going to be in there March 13 to work with me, and then March 14 to do the video production and photo shoot. And March 15, it's to meet all my network. Where can you find that?
That's going to be the party. If you're an event leader on this call and you want to be with a great group of people here in San Diego and
basically
discover how you can get even more bookings for speaking and stages, reach out to Marie. Marie, what's the best way for people to learn more about you and what you have to offer?
They can go to my website, mariewaite.com. That's MARIEWAITE.com. Or they can call me directly at 951-378-5316. But again, the people that I want to work with, it's a small group of people, but if you get the spot, you're going to be one of the luckiest people, because I am about to take off with my train and you're going to come with me. So that's what we're doing here. So it's going to be exciting. I'm really excited this year, Rudy. I'm excited meeting you too. I want to learn more about what you do because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of collaboration he and I can do. I love working with people. I love to utilize their talents. And I wanted to make sure that everybody can, they understand what it is and they can utilize it well for their business.
Wonderful. Any final comments for our audience before we wrap up?
I think you guys need to go after me. You can't wait to work with Marie because I've got everything that is ready for you. I have media platforms. I've got everything that you can think of. I've done my homework. I've done all the time to build everything that you need to make yourself successful. And that's all I can say.
There it is. Yes. So tune in. Check out Marie. We'll include links to your website here in the show notes and mark your calendars for that event in March. It's going to be a great party one way or the other.
Yes, of course. Always. You're always going to have fun with Marie.
Yes. Can't wait to have fun with Marie. Thank you, Marie, for being a guest on our show. It's been wonderful to have you today. And for our audience, go check out Marie Waite's website. Click the link below. And reach out to Marie.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, Marie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.